The next patient is Robert Vance, V-A-N-C-E. This is a clinical case of a 92-year-old white male that is followed in this practice because of CKD stage 4. Period. The patient was recently admitted to a hospital because of what they call flu-like symptoms, and they also found a small bowel obstruction that was treated with a suction, administration of IV fluids, and eventually, after the 6 days, the obstruction resolved. The patient resumed his feeding, and he has been improving gradually. We had the opportunity to review the admission to a hospital. When admitted to a hospital, the serum creatinine went up to 2.54, a BUN 26, and estimated EFR of 23. The patient was with a hemoglobin of 8.3. After the hospital stay, the patient was transferred to the rehab center. He was there for a couple of weeks and was recently discharged. He is at home, and he has been taken care of by one of her daughters that came from Kentucky, and she has made sure that he takes the medications as prescribed. There was a question regarding hydralazine that she found several bottles with different strengths of hydralazine, including 100 milligrams, 50 milligrams, and 25 milligrams. Whether or not the patient was taking a higher dose of hydralazine is unknown. In any event, right now it's taking 25 milligrams POBID. The serum creatinine, as I said before, is 2.38, and the estimated GFR is 25 mLs per minute. In the CT scan that was done at the hospital, there was no evidence of urinary distension or hydronephrosis. However, the protein creatinine ratio suggests a proteinuria of 2,000 milligrams per gram of creatinine that we will continue to monitor. At this point, the patient is fragile and unstable. I don't want to add a SGLT2 or finerenone for this proteinuria at this point, up until he gets better, period. And number two, anemia that is associated to CKD. The patient is taking iron, and the hemoglobin has come up. Initially, it was 8.9, and right now is up to 9.7 when the patient started to eat. Following number, hyperlipidemia that isn't under control. Following number, the potassium is with a normal range, period. Following number, BPH that still has the pending evaluation by the urologist, and the urologist ensuring the time wait for the appointment was 3 hours behind, and the patient didn't want to wait. I am recommending him to go to the urologist that he has in Lakeland, and we get a better evaluation of this BPH. I am going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the hospitalization in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.